On the surface, there's nothing remarkable about Kenmore. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Just on the other side of Indooroopilly in Brisbane's west, it's an established, leafy, family suburb. It's 10Ks from the CBD. There's a well-regarded Chinese restaurant there, and some streets have a stunning eucalyptus perfume. But most people would be hard-pressed to name anything else about Kenmore. Except Kenmore has a very special secret. It's what goes on down a small alleyway and up some stairs after dark every Thursday night. It's 7 o'clock on a Thursday night in Kenmore, and I'm in an alleyway. Drive along Moggill Road here, you wouldn't notice where I'm about to take you at all. There's a law firm on this side, and a bakery, and a bike shop, and on the other side, a sportswear shop, and what's that at the end? An art gallery. But let's go down the alleyway, because what's down here, you wouldn't expect to find behind a solicitor's office in suburbia on a weeknight. Austin Powers may well be at the top of these stairs. Here's a familiar face, John Fegan from Rough Bread. John, what's about to go on here?
Mate, this is a fabulous place, you know. I mean, you know Kenmore, mate. This is where elephants come to die, you know, and put a glass eye to sleep. But Thursday nights, we have musicians come from all over the place, come in here and play. We've got two full bands on tonight. Three drummers, apparently, and we just get this eclectic mix of different styles of music, and it's free.
The setting is quite something, isn't it? It's like you've walked into a late 60s, 70s pad, yeah. With the sort of space furniture. You expect, yeah, Austin Powers or Goldmember to come sort of rollerblading out, don't you?
James Bond or something.
Yeah. So you just put the whiteboard up, and then people come along and yeah, write their names next to it until it's full, yeah, and then that's that.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the Retro Bar.
John Fegan is the MC tonight. But the bloke who started this open mic night is guitarist Patrick Gunderson.
Yeah, just saw an opportunity here to start some live music, and I went and spoke to the owner of the bar, and yeah, still going strong a couple of years later, so yeah. My role here is the resident in-house guitarist, so it's been great training for me just to kind of be on the fly and just listen to whatever's going on in the song without really knowing. So it's been great for my ears actually to kind of hear the changes as they're happening and be able to play over it. So sometimes I'm great at it, sometimes I fail miserably, but it's creative and it's fun.
Dr. Bob and the Smokestack Ramblers wouldn't exist if its members hadn't met here on a Thursday night.
How you all going out there?
I got talked into coming by the Black Ninja, our bass player. Then we had a wonderful harmonica player come along. And then my son came back to music after 10 years. And all of a sudden we formed a band.
Retro Bar Dancers, please!
What we love about it is it's really set up for music. It's not like going to a pub or an RSL where you've got tabs and all the distractions in the world. People come here specifically for the atmosphere. What is it, that de vivre word?
The joie de vivre.
De joie, yeah. Oh, your friends.
It's about the size of a big living room, isn't it, essentially? That's what it is. And it's like you're in someone's living room. There are paintings on the wall.
The biggest problem is the position, being at Kenmore. Hello, darling. Oh, you're looking... Oh, my godfather. Oh, don't. My temperature's rising.
You'll be right, mate.
Got a bit of drama. What's going on here with the drumsticks?
The drumsticks are fine. I sliced my hand open yesterday. But like I said, even if I had blood pouring out of me, it's just rock and roll, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're Bob's son, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Cam. I've actually got a couple of bands that all came out of coming here to jam night. It's not just bands either, it's little duos, people that didn't know each other at all before coming here, and all of a sudden they've found something in common and some really good stuff has come out of it.
Julie has just moved to Brisbane, and it's her first time here tonight.
So are you checking this out to maybe come back one night and perform yourself?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I'll have a go. I play double bass with a couple of bands at the moment, and I play guitar.
You didn't bring your instruments tonight?
Yes, they're in the car.
No, I haven't got my double bass. No.
But guitar, you could get up and just join in. Do you think you might?
No, not tonight. Not tonight. I thought I'd check it out first.
What do you think?
It's great that it's happening weekly, isn't it? Mm. Weekly, yeah. It's great it's in the western suburbs. Otherwise, you've got to go into the city.
I got a job working construction for the Johnston Company.
3.5 hours have passed and the music still goes on. But for this breakfast presenter, it's time for bed. As I leave, I catch up with MC John Fegan.
Tonight, very bluesy sort of bent so far. Yeah. Is that sort of how it goes?
Well, it's kind of like that. One night I remember up here we had double bass, a didgeridoo, and they were playing blues. So you get all these weird and wonderful permutations of things. But what we just heard there, to me, world class. Fabulous stuff.
There's a woman in there, Julie's her name. She's never been before. She plays double bass.
Yeah, she's just
checking the place out. Yeah, next Thursday night or the week after, she'll probably be up on stage.
I think so. I was chatting to her before as well. Yeah.
And that's how it works, I guess. She's just moved to Brisbane.
People just seem to find us and get up here and it's just great. I just love it. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, great night. Thanks, John. It's been a great night.
My pleasure.
And as I head back up the alleyway to Moggle Road, to all those people driving past, unaware what's been going on in little old Kenmore, the sound of local soloist Scott Scotty Addison fades into the distance.